Hi, welcome to another episode of Sweet Bus. Guys, I was looking at some data, and this is going to be a short one, but I have to share it with you, and it's about Quora. Hey guys, Dan Chudinkov here, and you're listening to Sweet Bus, scaling a digital B2B business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners, and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions, and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. So, back in 2019, in October, I was in Greece on a holiday, a two-week holiday, and I was bored. I mean, you're on the beach, just laying down and not doing anything. And I was like curious about Quora, the platform, and its capabilities. And then I said, let's do an experiment. What if I, while I'm in Greece, while I'm enjoying the beach, I actually start posting some answers. Yeah, it's a platform. People are asking so many different questions, and there are so many answers out of it. So I was curious. It's like, what will happen if I start posting here? And I made a commitment. This is 2019. That's like 3 years ago. I said, I'm going to actually do 100 posts, 100 comments, or 100 answers in total. So 100 messages from me on Quora. And it took me 2 weeks. Seriously, it's like, okay, if it's 14 days, that's, oh no, if it's 10 working days, that's answering 10 questions per day. And that really didn't take a lot of effort. But short summary is that I made 100 answers in 2 weeks while enjoying on a holiday in Greece. Fast forward to December 2022, I'm still getting results out of it. So a content that I made exactly 3 years ago, I'm still utilizing the content. And now I went to Quora, they have some very nice stats, and I wanted to share. So those 100 answers that I've posted has been seen 106,716 times. That's 100 key views. And that is for a content that I did 3 years ago, few hours per day, no, an hour per day for 2 weeks. It got 25 comments, it got 24 shares, it got upvotes, which is when people like it, 236. But 100k views for something that was done 3 years ago, and then it gets more interesting. I said, well, okay, show me the answer that I did per views per post. The best one actually got 23,000 views. And really, it's about what are the best topics for quantitative research about account-based marketing. And it has 23,300 views. Then 18,000 views is the second. 8,000 views is the third one. 6,000 views is the fourth one. So, my point is that I thought, well, you know what, this is a long time ago. But then I said, well, show me for the past year. Like, tell me about January, did we, 2022, did we generate any views and in 2022? Because, yeah, maybe in 2018, well, it was relevant, it got more views. But 16,825 views this year. So this year, 16,800 times my comments have been seen on Quora in 2022, this year. That's crazy. That's really, really crazy. And that maybe is the content strategy that we're pushing out now in BizB. Instead of just posting on social media, which is not searchable and you cannot really find anything beyond the first few days, we try to create content that lasts forever. This podcast, for example, you can go back and listen since episode 1, and we are at 150 or 60 or something. You can go to our blog post, you can see 150 blogs from like 6 years ago, you can find the content, and it's searchable, it's indexed by Google and everything. YouTube channel, we have the B2B experts and the automation video interviews, which are dating, 2 years maybe, not too old, but they're still generating leads. And this is why when I talked about marketing strategies and stuff, we really focus on content strategies. And for me, this was all of a sudden, I was like looking at some stuff and I got an email, you've been upvoted by on a quarter. And I was like, wow, that was 3 years ago for holiday effort with 100 posts and I'm still generating 16,000 views just out of that. I was really impressed, guys, and I really wanted to share with you. So maybe I should make this permanent. Maybe I should say in 2023 I'm gonna put not 100 but 1,000 answers, and that's gonna secure my leads for the next 10-20 years. That's an interesting thought, actually. Anyway, I hope you find it useful and start thinking not what I can post on social media because that's short term, but what kind of content I can create that lasts forever. That's the topic in my head for today. That's all I have, guys, and have a great day.
Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episodes on podcast.bizbeesolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.